pace at your defense? I know it's just kind of short spurts in the first two preseason games, but have you liked what you've seen so far?
Yes, I'm very pleased with what I've seen thus far. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of areas we can clean up, a lot of things that we can fine tune and cut down on a lot of the penalties. We've been getting a lot of penalties, especially in defensive backfield, and, you know, just eliminating a couple of the big plays, the big play run, big play pass. But overall, you know, I think we've been doing a great job of keeping the team out of the end zone, which is always our number one priority as a defense. So, so far, so good. You know, guys are hustling. Guys are making plays when the opportunity presents itself, and we're creating turnovers, which is good.
When you go up against a guy like Luck, I mean, is this kind of like your measuring stick?
Absolutely. I think Luck is an elite quarterback. I think he's an outstanding young and rising star of this league. You know, I think he possesses great tools and great poise as a quarterback. So this is going to be the best test, you know, I think that we've gotten thus far this year, especially with the receiver tandem that they do have.
It's going to be interesting seeing Akeem out there.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's always going to be good to see Akeem. I'm happy for Akeem. I think he landed in a blessed situation, you know, to be more importantly alongside Reggie Wayne. You know, I'm a long-time friend of Reggie Wayne. I understand his work ethic, you know, his craft. So Akeem having someone above him, you know, to pretty much lay down the foundation, you know, lay the law down, is going to help him increase his game just that much more. So I'm excited, you know, to see Akeem, you know. But, you know, there's no friends out there on the field. And I know he understands that, and I'm sure he feels the same way about us. This is home for him. And I'm just looking forward to the game. I think it's going to be a great battle.
How's the chemistry and talk amongst yourselves as the secondary? How's that developing with a couple of new faces you have back there?
I wouldn't want it, you know, any other way right now. I think so far, so good. I think we've been gelling excellent. Not just good, but excellent, you know, as a defensive back unit. I think our chemistry is definitely where it needs to be, and it's going to continue to rise. And, you know, we're friends on and off the field, which is always a thing that you need when you're dealing with someone on an everyday basis as we deal with each other. So, you know, we all love each other. You know, we all play for one another. And more importantly, we all understand what we have in task right now, which is go out there and see ball, get ball.
And with the new rules, and especially with the corners, do you guys have to change the way you work with each other? In other words, are they going to have to, like, gamble more because they can't use their hands and be as physical? Will they have to take more chances? And will that you as safeties have to cover for them more because of it?
Well, I think, you know, with the point of emphasis on the rule, especially in defensive backfield, it makes us fine-tune our skills just that much more. I wouldn't necessarily say gamble, but I would say believe what you see. You know, I think we have guys that played in this league for quite some time back there, guys that have pretty much seen everything a team is going to throw at you. So whenever your eyes see it, trust and believe it. As long as it's within your technique, your rules, your assignment, just go ahead and go get it. You know, if it's not that, you know, we'll live with the mistake, we'll work through it, and we'll hopefully we'll make another play to cover up for it. So, you know, we don't pull back any punches. You know, we're going to be a very aggressive defense. We're going to be a ball-hawking defense. And that's something that our coaches is emphasizing right now for us.
Is it helpful for you to have Walter Thurman around, like a pure nickelback, someone who can basically keep you out of that spot?
Oh, yeah, that's great. You know, having Walter here is definitely a huge plus, a huge asset for our defense. He's a phenomenal player, not just nickelback, but player. You're talking about special teams. You're talking about just being a corner on the boundary, being a slot nickel. He can do it all. And more importantly, his intellect of the game. That's something I learned about Walter. Within OTAs, you know, his knowledge and his intellect of the game is very, very high. And it's someone I can definitely relate to on and off the field.
You've talked in the past about getting guys, a certain kind of guy here. Is he the kind of guy that you were talking about?
Absolutely. I think, you know, he's a guy that he wants to be the best. You know, if you go out there and you ask him who's the best nickelback in the game, he's going to say himself. But if you ask him, you know, is he satisfied with just being nickel, he's going to tell you under any means, no. That's kind of attitude we need, and that's kind of player we need on the field with us at all times. And we have a great combo of corners. We have a great combo of safeties. I think this is, like I say, one of the first times I've been around a complete team, you know, that can get it done at every angle and as well as contribute and, you know, just be the players, the forcing players that we need them to be.
When you say complete team,
Defensive backfield, yes, defensive backfield. You know, like I said, since I've been here, I had to roll down and play the nickel, pretty much every year, I think, outside of my first year. But I think right now we have guys in place that can go. If we want to run three safeties, we can play three safeties. If we need to play, nickel corner, dime, we have the guys that are going to do so. And Tremaine McBride, you have Zach Bowman, you have Charles James, you have all those guys that are willing to step up. And we don't expect any letdown once those guys in the game because they're phenomenal corners.
I know you're focused on your own stuff at practice, but have you had a chance at all to look over at the receivers? We had Mario Manningham out here before. Have you seen any of the flashes of the old Mario getting his old speed back, maybe?
Definitely. Mario has definitely come along, battling that knee injury. And I think so far he's doing a great job. I mean, he's making our guys compete out there. So a lot of times they get frustrated because they feel like Mario makes up his own routes. But I was like, that's just real. He's the kind of guy, he's going to get open any way he can. And that's something that I know, and that's something that I love about him as a receiver. He's never satisfied with the corner getting his hands on him, and he's always trying to make a play.
He doesn't talk about that great catch he made in the Super Bowl that much. But I'm sure when you think back,
I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it. I think that catch is the reason why we have a ring, hands down, with the exceptional throw of Eli and then him just making that catch. Playing the safety position, to be honest with you, the safety couldn't have been in a better situation. I think, I still don't know how he caught that ball, just with Chong flying down the way he did and even taking a hit and holding on to the ball and keeping his feet in bounds. I think that's a play of a lifetime.
I mean, have you ever talked to him about it or anything? Because like I said, as soon as he was over, he kind of didn't want to, harp on it too much.
We would discuss it briefly, but, just as players, as a teammate, you come up and you congratulate him. And, we don't stay on it too long. And the reason we don't stay on it too long is because we want more plays like that to come around. So although you give him a pat on the butt, you tell him good job, let him know how much we appreciate him for that catch, we're looking for more of those catches. So, we're never satisfied even if it's 1, 2, 3. We want 5, 6, 7. That's our mentality.
Yeah,